Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Tzadi Dalad, Chapter 94, Hashem's Justice and Preparing for Shabbos on Wednesday. If we lived in the times of the Beis HaMikdash and went there on a Wednesday, we would hear this Perek being sung by the Levium. This Perek is the Shir Shel Yom for Yom Revi'i, the fourth day of the week. This perek is a tefillah, a prayer for Hashem's justice to be meted out to those who hurt the Jewish people. Pasuk Beis, Hinase Shofet Haaretz, Hashev Gemuel Al Geim, rise up, Hashem, and judge the world. Give the arrogant what they deserve. Pasuk Hey, Amecha Hashem Yidaku V'Nachlasecha Ya'anu, Hashem, they harass your people. They oppress those who are your inheritance. Why do the nations do this? How many crimes do you think take place in the parking lot of your local police station? I would venture to guess almost zero because, well, the police are right there, seeing everything that's happening. People commit crimes. People hurt others typically only when they think they won't get caught. But Hashem runs the world. Hashem fills the world. There is no place one can hide from Hashem. But those who are not Yirei Shamayim, for those who don't appreciate that Hashem sees and knows all, Pasuk Zayin, Vayomru lo yireh ka, v'lo yavin Elokei Yaakov, they think God does not see, that the God of Yaakov is not aware. Pasuk Tes, Hanota ozan halo yishma, im yotzer ayin halo yabit. Does he who implanted the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Hashem made the world and he runs the world. It is foolish for people to think that they can do something harmful and Hashem would not be aware of those choices. And beyond hearing and seeing, Hashem, who is omniscient, which means that Hashem is all-knowing, Hashem also has access to the inner thoughts of every human. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem Yodea Machshavos Adam, Hashem knows the thoughts of man. Pasuk Chaf Gimel is the last pasuk of this parak. Vayashev aleihem es onam v'ra'asam yatzmiseim Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem will turn their own brutality against them, and through their own evil cut them off. Hashem will destroy them. That's where the parak ends, with a prayer and an affirmation of Hashem's ultimate justice. However, if you look in your siddur at the Shir Shel Yom for Wednesday, you will notice that instead of ending with the last official pasuk of this perek, the Shir Shel Yom includes the two psukim from the following perek, which, as we will learn about at the start, actually start off Kabbalah Shabbos. They're the Tehillim that we say ushering in Shabbos. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that there is a halacha that one is supposed to start preparing for Shabbos 3 days in advance. 3 days in advance of Shabbos is Wednesday, Yom Revi'i. So even if you're not quite shopping or working in the kitchen on Wednesday in Shabbos prep mode, we begin preparations for Shabbos through this Shir Shel Yom. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, L'Iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.